Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. Calliope Awards for 2018 were presented on Wednesday, April 25th. I'm Shirley Noon from Nova Annandale. Calliope is the name of a Greek muse, a goddess with a voice of harmony. Human beings have called on her to inspire their writing, art, and music. And Nova Annandale is very inspired. Calliope is the name of the Student Journal of Art and Literature. It is published every spring at our campus. Calliope is a collaboration of the Departments of English and Liberal Arts under sponsorship of the Division of Languages and Literature. We are presenting outstanding works by creative individuals. Here they are. Get ready to be inspired. Winner in the category of poetry, first prize, Hope Bachman, Mingo County, West Virginia, 1997.
Mingo County, West Virginia, 1997. The whole place stank. I was supposed to help. The claustrophobic basement, its mildewed ceiling sagging, to serve you, stank, by making your home. The yard strewn with trash and garbage and waste, warmer, broken glass and rotting food, safer, stank, drier. The inside of the house, by accepting you, unwashed bodies, right where you are, unwashed clothes, just as you are, unwashed dishes, to love you like Christ would, unwashed floors, without judgment, unwashed sinks, that week, unwashed toilet, I couldn't do it, stank, I couldn't love you. The roof we were repairing stank, I helped you because of empty reasons, of tar. Because with my peers, I promised our congregation, the sweet, friendly, filthy little boy who lived there noticed it was hot on the roof, that we do good work, set up a fan in the gable window to keep us cool for a family in need, blew the stink right in our faces. I kept you at arm's length. Coming back to the school where we slept after work every day, I raged hollow against the concept of poverty. I couldn't wait to wash the stink off my skin. But you were just as conceptual. Get it out of my hair. I never met you, but it stayed in my nose or your eyes. 20 years later, I couldn't see you as fully human. The wretched reek through the cartoon odor lines of third world America. Thank you.
Winner in the category of nonfiction, first prize, Fong Rong, Writing from the Depths of the Soul.
Loneliness, yes. When you are alone, you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel even more lonely when you are not alone. Even when you are sitting among your friends or family, it was simply my body that was surrounded by them instead of my soul. My soul was weeping alone in the crowded room, for there was always some feeling I wouldn't and I couldn't share with them. Like Ziqing Zhu, a prominent essayist and thinker in China, wrote in his masterpiece, Moonlight Over the Lotus Pond, this animation was theirs alone. I had no part in it. When I thought of this, a strong feeling of solitude hit me, brought me to tears, and all those sad struggles with my writing came flooding back to me. Through my weeping eyes, I saw in the crowded classroom a lonely me listening so attentively to the teacher, but in vain. A lonely me trying so hard to memorize those rules, but in vain. A lonely me revising my drafts again and again, but in vain. The dazzling red sea dizzied me. I saw a lonely me standing by the blackboard at the back end of the classroom, reading the good essays that the teacher selected and posted on blackboard with envy and admiration. Why not me? Why couldn't it be me? In that classroom, full of happy peals of laughter and cheery voices, I saw a lonely me weeping goodbye to my small dream. Thank you.
Winner in the category of English as a Second Language, Prose. First prize, Irina Swing, Hemingway and Me.
First of all, I would like to thank my teacher, Professor Tan, for her support and her encouragement. Hemingway and Me. A soft light is entering the room from a big window. I'm sitting in front of two people who are interviewing me. An older professor with gray hair and kind blue eyes is gazing at me through horn-rimmed glasses, and a serious middle-aged blonde woman in a tweed business suit are showering me with questions to determine if I qualify for an extremely competitive physician assistant program. The questions are following one by one. I'm not nervous. I'm calm. I'm confident. I'm ready to share my answers, my life experience, my personal story. I was a medical doctor and a single mom living with my teenage daughter in a small old apartment in a huge industrial polluted city of Voronezh in the central part of Russia. The Soviet Union had already collapsed. My hopes and expectations that my life and the whole country would have changed for the better had not come true. I was worried about the future my daughter and I would face in a deteriorating Russia. I had a dream to change our lives and move to another country. However, I soon realized that without English language, we probably could not accomplish our goal. We signed up at an English school together. We were a strange couple, a young, cheerful girl with a funny blonde ponytail, and a perpetually tired, anxious, middle-aged mother with her former bitter life experience. My daughter was accepted in advanced class, and I was so brave to attend in intermediate class, trying to save time and money. It soon became clear that the study was easy for my daughter and a torture for me. I struggled with English articles and English irregular verbs. I did not understand English idioms and English phrasal verbs, but the worst was ahead of me. My first midterm task was a reading assignment. My choice was not limited at all, and I was able to select the author and the book of my choosing. I picked the author O. Henry because I loved his short stories in Russian, which were filled with humor and unexpected turns. Also, I was familiar with most of his plots. However, I soon realized this was a poor choice. My favorite stories in Russian sounded ponderous in English and were full of bulky constructions of unknown words. I had to look up almost every single word in a dictionary, and I completely lost the meaning of the reading. I was ready to give up. I hated both the English language and myself. My dream about moving to another country was growing dark. I shared my concern with my daughter, and her big blue eyes opened wide with surprise. "Mom," her voice sounded softly, "please, don't give up. You are just reading the wrong author." I reacted with disbelief. What does a young, naive girl know about this? She gave me a small, thin book with a modest title, The Old Man and the Sea. I knew of the author, Ernest Hemingway, but I had not read any of his books. I opened the first page, and this is what it said. He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in a Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days now without taking a fish. It was so simple and understandable, so I felt like a blind person who suddenly regained her sight. I fell in love with Hemingway's economy of words, his short sentences with direct meanings. I read this book in one sitting. That old Cuban fisherman Santiago was not alone anymore. I was with him in his relentless battle with a giant marlin somewhere in the Gulf Stream of the Atlantic Ocean. It's probably not necessary to add that I completed the midterm task and then successfully graduated from the English school. I went on to read many other books of Hemingway. However, the first book, The Old Man and the Sea, has always been my favorite one. Now I'm sitting in front of two people who are interviewing me for the physician assistant program. I'm calm, I'm confident, I'm telling my story using my favorite simple Hemingway's style. I'm speaking with an accent, but I know that my answers are understood and appreciated by other people despite my perceived weaknesses. 2 weeks later, after the interview, I received a notice that I was accepted. I was one of only 56 students to be accepted among over 1,500 applicants. This is my most empowering moment. I finally caught my blue marlin after many years of fishing. Thank you.
Calliope is grateful to faculty, staff, and students at Nova Annandale for their generous support and creativity. Robert Brown of Nova's Marketing, Web, and Creative Services served as technical editor of this podcast. Nova, we believe, we aspire, together we achieve. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.